The AI industry had a genuinely packed week, and I want to start with the Anthropic story that's most directly relevant to this podcast. Beijing claimed that Claude Code secretly transmitted user data, essentially accusing Anthropic of running a backdoor. Anthropic's response was direct. Chinese users were never authorized to use Claude Code in the first place. The company said its terms of service explicitly exclude China from Claude Code access. So any usage was unauthorized, and the framing of a backdoor mischaracterizes what actually happened.
This is a story I want to be transparent about, since Claude Code is the tool that generates the scripts for this very podcast. Anthropic's explanation is consistent with how enterprise AI products handle geographic licensing. It's standard practice to restrict access by country for regulatory, compliance, and geopolitical reasons. The Chinese government's framing of unauthorized access as a deliberate backdoor is, to put it charitably, a creative interpretation. China, Russia, and Iran are also reportedly using state media to amplify backlash against USMI. AI data centers, exploiting local concerns about energy costs and environmental impacts. This is coordinated information operations targeting AI infrastructure, worth naming directly.
Meanwhile, Anthropic is having a remarkable week in terms of industry perception. Jim Cramer called Anthropic the enterprise AI winner amid corporate budget cuts, the argument being that when companies tighten IT spending, they consolidate around the tools that deliver the clearest return on investment, and Anthropic's Claude models are winning those evaluations. Then Elon Musk, who has been among Anthropic's most vocal critics in the past, reversed course and called it the clear AI leader. Musk's reversals are always worth scrutinizing for strategic motivation, but the convergence of Cramer and Musk on the same conclusion in the same week is notable.
OpenAI's week was more turbulent. Fidji Simo, the company's second-ranking executive, stepped down ahead of the IPO. Simo had been OpenAI's chief executive of applications and a key figure in the company's commercialization strategy. Losing your number two executive in the run-up to a public offering creates exactly the kind of leadership continuity questions that IPO investors hate. OpenAI also killed its ChatGPT Atlas browser, the standalone AI browser launched less than a year ago, folding it into a new desktop super app. The browser shuts down August 9th. That's a fast pivot from a product that was supposed to be a major strategic initiative.
GPT 5.6 is now the preferred model in Microsoft 365 Copilot, which tells you something about the pace of model iteration. We're essentially in a world where the AI powering your enterprise productivity tools is being swapped out on a quarterly basis. Microsoft's Brad Smith weighed in on the policy environment this week, calling US AI policy regulation without complete rules. His concern: government restrictions on Anthropic and OpenAI models are pushing developers toward open source alternatives, and Chinese models are gaining significant market share in that open source space.
The NVIDIA dimension here is important. Jensen Huang made news by saying his engineers now prefer building AI agents to writing routine code, framing the shift as a promotion rather than a displacement. NVIDIA also announced that its new open-source AI model matches closed competitors at lower cost. That's a significant competitive move, because NVIDIA, sitting at the infrastructure layer of AI and also competing on the model layer, gives it unusual leverage across the entire stack.
Google's AlphaEvolve, moving from private preview to general availability on Google Cloud, is the kind of story that gets less attention than the Musk quotes, but may matter more in the long run. AlphaEvolve is a Gemini-powered agent that autonomously explores algorithmic solutions. It doesn't just answer questions. It iterates through possible approaches to optimization problems. Making that available to enterprise customers at scale is a meaningful expansion of what AI can do in research and engineering contexts.
The AI job market data adds texture to all of this. AI job postings have nearly doubled. Recruiters are racing to fill specialist roles, and separately, AI chatbot interviews are now spreading to white-collar hiring. We're in the somewhat paradoxical situation where AI tools are creating hundreds of thousands of new AI-related jobs while simultaneously being used to screen candidates for those same jobs.